Welcome to At a Crossroads with the Naked Podcaster, where we bear it all emotionally and spiritually. This podcast is designed to support and uplift you as a Christian. I'm your host, Jen Taylor from momof18.com. Each week on the podcast, I'll bring you an inspiring message to support you in designing and creating a vibrant, fulfilling life. Before we dive in, please visit all of the links in the communities as this is a live broadcast. Feel free to ask questions I can answer during the podcast. At Crossroads with the Naked Podcasters for Christians who know that there is more to life and that our true authentic souls are built for greatness. You are built with strength and love that is meant to shine through during times of conflict and celebration. Welcome. I can't wait to bear it all with you. In my business as a coach for Christian women, I help them to step into who they are meant to be and be inspired by their purpose and God-given gifts. Follow the links to sign up for my free training on how you as a Christian can begin to design the life that's meant for you. Reach out to me at any time on momof18.com. Welcome to At a Crossroads with the Naked Podcaster. That's a new thing where they, in our ear, we heard the recording in progress. It's a brand new thing.
That's for my consent.
Yes. Did you consent?
I did consent.
Okay. So this is At a Crossroads with the Naked Podcaster. I'm the host, Jen Taylor. This is my daughter, Olivia. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm awesome. I asked Olivia to be on today. This is supposed to be a solo episode for my relaunch, and this topic is relationships. But in my solo episode, Olivia and I had a conversation. I can put the link in because people responded really well to our last podcast episode, and you talked about your struggle was divorce, headlights, being on a baseball team, you know. Today, we're going to talk about relationships, and I'm excited about that because it's your relationship to me, you being the child, me being the parent, and then you are a mom.
Yeah.
And you're due to be a mom in 3 more weeks again.
I'm done and ready.
And you have a relationship with your husband, and I want to talk about the relationship with yourself. So this is not scripted at all. We have no preconceived notion, but also we're both Christians.
Yeah.
So it's your relationship with God too.
Okay. That's a lot of relationships.
That's a lot of relationships. So how about if we just jump in with your relationship with God? How has that helped all of the other relationships you have, whether as my daughter or as a mom or as a wife? How has that helped you?
That is probably a relationship that I need to work on the most. When I was on my mission, that one was pretty strong. And then I got home and life happens, and that became just not one that was as big of a focus. It has helped, though, with like my feelings of worth and value. Like that relationship has played into how I feel about myself and how I can help other people. So while it needs some improvement, it does help me want to be better and help people more and remember that I do have value as a daughter of God.
I love that. What were the best things you did? So during the time when your relationship was the strongest, what were some of the things that you did that made the relationship with God stronger?
I had more consistent scripture study, like personal scripture study. And it was on my mission, so I was constantly talking about that relationship and trying to strengthen it so that I could share more about it. And instead of just being like, oh yeah, you can have a relationship with God, but being like, I have a relationship with God and sharing it in that sense.
Has knowing your worth and your value in the eyes of God helped you with your relationship as my daughter or as a wife or as a mom? I know you feel more worth, like we have a purpose, and that's not static. It's not something that's like, oh, we're done. You know, it's very fluid. Our relationship with God and with other people is constantly evolving and changing. But has that helped any or all of your relationships?
Yeah, I think knowing that I have worth helps me see the worth in other people and their value. Because if I didn't have worth, I wouldn't think that you had worth.
Right.
Had value. But because I know I do, and I know that I am like a daughter of God, I know you're also a daughter of God. And he has patience with you, so I should have patience with you.
And not that you need it. Not that you need it.
Same thing, but that's like relationship with my husband and my relationship with my son and stuff, like knowing that God has this view of all of us and this love for all of us. I should then have that for everyone because I know I have it. So everyone should have it. And so it helps that.
I always thought, like, I agree. Being a parent, you don't understand the power of that love. Or like if before you had had your son, if I had said, tried to describe the type of love you would have once you had a child, it, right?
Like, can't.
You can't, right? It's like describing what salt tastes like. And then I think about God's love for me and how I can't comprehend that either. Like I'm such a watered, even at my most loving as a mom, it's such a watered down feeling comparatively. Oh, and every time I feel forgiveness or joy or being proud of you or grateful, like it's just probably so much less.
Yeah.
So, knowing that there's someone that feels that way about me, that's overwhelming to think about that too. And that helps with value.
Yeah.
So I believe that at all relationships, you may be struggling with relationships as a parent or as a wife or as a friend or a daughter, whatever it is, that it always comes back to your relationship with yourself.
Yeah.
I want to talk about you. It's not just about being a mom. This is losing yourself in your life. You're buying the house, you're getting married, you have the job, you go to college, you said you went on a mission, like you're checking all these boxes of the stuff you're supposed to do. Yeah. And then you wake up one day and you think, I don't even know who I am. Like, this is the life I signed up for and I love it. I don't want to trade. I don't want to change those things, but somehow I've been lost.
Yeah, that's definitely something that I realized after I had my son was I got home from my mission and was so focused on, okay, next is, you know, going back to school and doing that. But I met my husband and I moved and school didn't happen. And we got married and got pregnant pretty quickly. And then I had my son and became so focused on being this wife and mom that I wasn't doing anything for me in the same sense that I had been before, where before I was doing things with music all the time because that was something I was passionate about, or I would go out and do different things and hang out with friends. And I had like this little life where I was able to do things for me while also doing like school and work and stuff. Then I became a mom and things just shifted. And I got put on the back burner. I was like, oh, I have to be a wife and take like spend time with my husband. I have to take care of the house. We have a dog. I have a baby who needs me all the time. And realizing that I hadn't done anything with music, or I had barely sat to read a book that I wanted to. Just made it seem like I just realized that I wasn't as big of a priority as I had been before.
So I want to tap into how you were feeling, because I remember our conversations, and I think that was, and even, you know, I love being a wife. You love being a wife. You love your husband, but it can feel sometimes overwhelming, that role and doing well and finding the balance just in that. And then as a parent, like you said, they need you. It's a 24/7. You don't get a break. So how did you feel when you hit the wall? That's how I'll describe it, where you were like, wait.
I did feel overwhelmed, and I felt guilty that I was thinking about myself when I had other people that I was thinking about. And my husband is great. He's amazing, because he would come home and nothing got done around the house. None of the chores got done. And I would feel so bad that I didn't fulfill one of my roles. And he's like, you're taking care of our son. Like, that's always going to be a bigger priority than doing the dishes or something. So he was always super understanding. But then when I started realizing that, like, I wasn't doing anything for me, I felt guilty that I was thinking about how I needed to do something for me.
I'm so glad you said that.
I don't do anything.
I'm not even doing all the things on my list that I'm supposed to do in my roles.
Yeah. So why would I take time for just me?
Right. You also mentioned music, and this is something that you and I have very different, we have in common. Music was you were going to college for that in very different ways. So I had the record contract offer. You were actually going to, you're more operatic and singing, and you were going to be a teacher for music and stuff. But that topic of music, and I walked away from it to have a family. And when you were going through this process, I was like, the family's a higher priority and you'll never regret it, but you'll miss it every day of your life. And so knowing that on my end, I was trying to figure out, and it can change, right? It can, what you do, maybe it's not music right now. Maybe that is on a back burner. Mine was for 30 years.
Yeah.
It's still a passion and a priority that you do in different ways. And your passions and priority, like I said, it's fluid. It's constantly changing. So how did you decide what you wanted to do? I mean, I think you did similar things to me. You had to do something you could work around your own schedule where you were independent. So take me through the process of your relationship with yourself in finding, okay, I can't go back to college right now and get my degree to be a teacher, nor do maybe I want to. I mean, there was that process, and then moving into something else.
So after I'd gotten back from my mission, I decided that I didn't want to be a teacher and that I wanted to perform. So I was switching from education, like music education, to vocal performance. College didn't work out. There were issues with re-enrolling, but I also had met my husband and that. But then that has been put on the back burner. I am doing different things where it's not completely gone and cut out, but it's not as big of a focus. But when I needed something for myself that worked around having a family and doing that, there's something that I thought about back in high school about doing. And then after having my son, felt more passionate about because of the experience I had giving birth. And so my husband and I talked about it for like a year, and finally decided that I could pursue becoming a doula. And so it's something I can do on my own schedule around being a mom. For schooling, but I can also work around being a mom, and I can focus more on that role, but also have this other thing where I get to do something that I love and help women have great experiences giving birth and becoming parents or adding to their family. And just seeing that is enough where I feel like this part is for me. It benefits my family. I can work around my family, but it's mine.
Wasn't that huge? And that was your relationship with yourself.
Yeah, that was getting something for me because I felt like I didn't have things for me.
And it's so hard, right? When you have all these other responsibilities, whether you had continued to go to college or you were working full time, or like there's insert scenario here. You cannot be a mom and just be a full-time college student working or going back to school as an adult to try to complete something or change something. And the situation doesn't necessarily matter as much as the feelings are the same. You feel overwhelmed. You feel like you're doing nothing for yourself. And I remember conversations with you and you tell me about talking to your husband where it was like, okay, we have to budget it financially and we have to budget the time. Like, are you going to be able to complete this? Because if we're spending the money, you have to really commit to it. And yeah, we've never been in this. This is all new territory. It's a new situation. So how is that going to work? What kind of support do you have? The other thing that I saw from the outside in, and I want to point out, because I don't think people give themselves enough credit.
Mm-hmm.
So to all of the listeners and to you, often we look back at our lives, at the stuff that was hard or traumatic, the struggle, right? And those traumas trigger and overwhelm us, but we don't look back at how successful we are. When you were first a mom and you've never done it before and you felt like you weren't getting the house clean and you had, from my experience with kids, a fairly high maintenance child for that first year. I mean, I don't think he's not now, but like that first year, six, it was tough. He was
very clingy.
And you did the thing that I love. You stepped up and put him first because it was a short amount of time. And eventually your kids don't need you anymore. And he really, really, really did then.
Yeah. So I definitely realized he wouldn't nap unless I was holding him. But when he napped, I could get stuff done around the house. And so it was like this constant struggle of, well, I need him to nap, but I need to get stuff done. And I finally just laid down on the couch with him and I just basked in those little baby cuddles until he got to the point where I could lay him down again and get stuff done. But there's a good few months where
it is hard to feel trapped on that couch, huh?
Man, that couch was home, just the couch.
And where in the beginning you struggled with, because you mentioned, like, couldn't even get the dishes done. I couldn't even, like, I'm not getting things done because his needs were so much higher.
Yeah.
And now you help moms organize their time and their life and their priorities to be able to get more done with the transition of having a child. And I don't know if you've realized that you took your struggle in that first 9-12 months,
mm-hmm,
and in your training as a doula, and you've redirected that to help their struggle be faster, easier, and more supported.
I haven't made that connection, but that's what I
mean. Right.
I get to help them have a better experience delivery wise, like birth wise, but also postpartum.
Right.
Because those are times that you need a little extra support.
And I just love that in your relationship with yourself and needing something for yourself. And I want to talk about pushing past the guilt in just a second, but in needing more for yourself, first in recognizing you're like feeling tapped out, And then recognizing, I feel super guilty, but I need more for me. And then in doing it, you got, in spending more time doing something additional, which was all of your schooling, you actually got more streamlined in all of the things you needed to do.
For the most part, yeah.
So I would say that working on the relationship with yourself helps you get through the overwhelm you were feeling in taking care of everyone else.
For the most part, there are still times where it's like, I need to do school, but I could also be doing chores. And so then I'm divided. And like, I know if I don't unload the dishwasher and load it while he's napping, it won't get done because he climbs into the dishwasher and takes everything out and runs around the house with it, whether it's clean or dirty. So I know there are things that are just a lot easier to do when there's a nap going on, but that's also when I can get school done. Because my husband's at work, my baby's sleeping, everything else is fine. And I can do cleaning stuff with my son and he loves to help. So that we do when he's awake, but I know there's a couple of things that are just easier to do. So there are times still where I'm like, well, I could be doing this, but I should be doing this. So there's like that, where there's that divide, but then I have to sit and be like, well, I can do this and this gets done really quick. And then I can focus on this. So if I'm trying to do both and I'm like running around going back and forth, or like feeling guilty that I'm not doing school and doing chores, or feeling guilty that I'm doing chores and not school. So then I go back and forth and nothing actually gets accomplished. So.
And again, I think that comes to, well, I mean, that is a relationship with your son and deciding what's easiest, the relationship with your husband, like you're recording this and you could be cleaning or doing your schoolwork. Right. Yeah. It's always that constant balance of everything in life with the, I think people really, really struggle with. And that's why I set priorities. That I used to, the night before when I had lost the little kids, I would think, what three things really need to get accomplished tomorrow in all these different areas, in the cleaning, in with the kids, with the, like, what are my top three priorities? Three is a great number for me. It's a big number for me. I love the number three and there's science behind it. But also I knew I could handle three things. When you have a list of 10 and you get three done, you feel like a failure. But when you have three, you might get four done. Or if it's even if it's two out of three, you don't feel like you've totally messed up everything about your entire day.
Yeah.
Let's talk about getting past the guilt.
Okay.
And I don't know what your process was, or if you just realized that your need to put yourself first was higher than the guilt you felt doing that.
It took actually signing up for the classes, I think, to get over the guilt. Because when we would talk about it and work on the budget and figure it all of that out, I would feel bad about asking for money to be spent on me. For this, like we knew that it would benefit later, because after I finished the courses, I could work and then I'd be able to like pay back that in a sense. But I think when we actually went through the process and we signed up for the classes and I was able to sit down and start, was when I was like, I stopped feeling guilty about wanting to do something for me, where it was like, oh, I'm actually doing this and it's going to benefit. And this is something I want to do. But up until then, we would bring it up, or I wouldn't bring it up because I felt bad. But then I would bring it up and it would be like, can we? It's okay if we can't. But then when we actually did, I didn't feel guilty anymore. I was like, okay, I have a year to get this done.
I hated I have always really hated the feeling of asking for permission. Like you think you're going to be an adult and you get to like, I'm an adult, I can do all the things. And then suddenly, and I don't think like in my relationship, and I don't think in your relationship either, it's really not asking permission, but it kind of is asking permission. Like, how can we rearrange and fit this?
Yeah. It's like talking about
the time. I mean,
my course wasn't inexpensive.
Right.
It was like, hey, this is a big financial thing. Can we make it work? And that discussion, and there is like that, can I do it? And my husband is awesome. He's like, we can make it work. Like, yes, that's fine.
Financially.
Yeah. Like we can do the payments and stuff. We can make it work. But then he was really good about being like, can you do it without feeling overwhelmed? You have a year to do all of this. You have a kid. We're expecting another kid in that time frame.
Mm-hmm.
Is it realistic? And had me like break it down. And when I was like, you know what? I think so. I think I can do it. He was like, all right, then let's do it. It's like, if you think you can do it, then I support you and we'll do it. And I think him not making me feel bad about wanting to do it, but being like, is it realistic?
Mm-hmm.
When he knew I was kind of overwhelmed with like that adjustment to being a housewife and a mom and all of the roles that I already had, he knew that that was a lot. He's like, realistically, can you throw another thing on your plate?
Yeah. Won't it make you more overwhelmed? If you're at a level 8 out of 10 now, isn't this going to make it a 10 out of 10? It did the opposite.
Yeah. Cause there's that like shift. And because I'm able to do something more for me that I am passionate about and excited about, I feel like everything else is just a little bit better. Like I'm a little bit more patient with my son. I'm a little bit more patient with my husband, with the house not being as clean as it could be. Cause I know like right now the priority list is just a little bit.
Yourself first, and it made all the other things easier.
Yeah.
Who knew? Right. Well, I did. But we battle that. I mean, I think all of us battle that as people, but also when you're a woman and a mom and your life shifts gears, we really battle, like, what do we want for ourselves? And is it okay to want something for ourselves? And is it going to take so much more time and create more stress? And it actually, it means your priorities shift and you're a better version of yourself for all of the other things that were stressing you out. And that's really important to remember. And you do have less time and more things, and they just don't bother you as much.
Yeah. And because, again, I have an amazing husband who's super understanding, because he knows that during the day, I do have a kid who loves to take everything out. And when he's sleeping, I am trying to get this done. And he realizes that that's a higher priority than keeping the kitchen counter clean or picking up the toys every time our son's not using them. And so he'll come home and be like, oh, I'm sorry this didn't get done. He's like, it's fine. You've got other things going on. I can help out with the house. Which I feel a little bit guilty about that, where I'm like, I could be doing a little bit more, but he understands that I do have a timeline for this and I do focus on our son during the day. So
it's all about balancing that.
It's definitely a balancing act, and having someone who's in my corner and supporting that helps. I don't know how single moms do it.
I mean, it's You know, I've been a single mom, and it's a different set of challenges, and your time is divided more differently, and your guilt is different. You know, your guilt goes more towards like the job you work always wants more time. The kids always want more time because you're not available as often. Because I, like for me, I went from staying at home to working. So for me, it was very different. You feel like you're failing on every front.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard not to lose yourself in that too. Although, the more you do things for yourself, it's a positive example to the kids. And I used running because you guys could ride your bikes. I mean, I tried to do things that were totally for me, although I could do them at a time that didn't take away from my work or my family. And, or you guys could be included in them in some way. So I was connected, and that I was trying to be an example of putting yourself as a priority, a healthy lifestyle. So it's, I mean, it's a massive, massive juggling act no matter what, but the relationship with yourself is still first, because I remember you guys saying, "Mom, why don't you go for a run?" And I know I wasn't being a horrible parent, probably like yelling and screaming and everything, like get out of the house and go for a run. But I also know that you guys recognize that when I did something for myself, even if it was 20 or 30 minutes, I was a better version of a mom for you. That is a great example. Although as a kid, you don't realize that that's the example you're getting. You don't realize till you're older and you're like, oh my gosh, yeah, I need to be this example to my kids, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, it's hard. And I also feel like since we're talking about relationships, it helps your relationship with your husband because you were willing to say, I need to be a priority.
Yeah. And I think he noticed that before I was willing to admit it. Because if there was a time where it was like, you know what, I'm going to take a bath, he'd be like, okay, you deserve it. Like, you deserve that little bit of like quiet. Which part of me was really bothered by that, where I was like, oh, I deserve a bath after I get our kid to bed. Like, I never said it. I was like, I do deserve a bath. Thank you. I deserve a lot more than a bath. Yes. And like those little things, or he'd be like, you can go to the store by yourself and I'll stay here, or I'll take him with me to the store. And so it was like, they weren't big things. They're not like self-care things where like you're putting yourself first, but it is that little bit where it's like, okay, I have a minute to just, not, I don't have to do anything, or I can have that minute. But I think he realized first that I wasn't doing anything for me, and I was a little overwhelmed and getting burnt out. And then when I was like, hey, this is how I'm feeling, he's like, what can we do?
And I also love that he said, okay, we can figure it out financially and you can figure that part out. So how are you going to figure out the time and the level of overwhelm? And that conversation allowed you to really consider that and talk to him about priorities and housework and responsibilities. It allowed him as your husband to step up in a different way to support you. And I think that's a beautiful part of relationships, when you allow yourselves, when you ask for something and you allow that person to step up and be supportive. A lot of times we're like, no, I got it. I'll figure it out. I'll get it. I'll do it. Right. But that the blessing of that interaction together to allow each other to support and uplift and hold accountable. And that's a beautiful part of a relationship, whether it's a friendship or a mother daughter or a husband, but especially when it's definitely a closer, more intimate relationship. Yeah. He asked and you got to really consider it and figure it out and rate your stress and how you would manage all of that and what you needed from him or from the household or how you would change things. And it allowed him to step into a different role of supporting you for you, not as a mom. And I think that was really amazing.
Yeah, when he asked, I was a little bit irritated.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, why are you asking me this? like, duh, I can do it. But then I was like, no, if I'm overwhelmed and we do have another baby on the way, can it work? Like, can I do it? And so I really had, like, I took a couple days to like really sit and process it and be like, is it something I can do? Because he was like, I'm not trying to shut you down, but you do have to be realistic about this.
Right.
And when I came back and I was like, you know what? Yeah, I think I can do it. He was on board. Instead of being like, well, I don't think you can, so we're not going to do it right now. He's like, you took the time, you thought about it, you processed it. And I like, then have to like explain myself. And I'm like this. And he's like, if you think you can do it, then you can do it. And I support you. He's like, you don't have to explain yourself to me.
Right. But aren't we always trying to make excuses for ourselves? Why are we can't?
Like, because of this and this. He's like, I got it. You can do it. I'm going to support you. I just need you to think about it.
Right.
Instead of being like, I want to do it. And jumping on board and then being like, just kidding. Can't do it. He made me think about it beforehand instead of being like overwhelmed later.
I love that you brought up that you like you felt guilty and then you worked through that and you realized that regardless of the guilt, you had to put yourself first so you didn't completely lose yourself and that it was okay that you switched gears. You also brought up self-care, like a bubble bath or going to the store alone is not self-care. Thank you for saying that because it's not, but they are appreciated reprieves.
Yes. It is appreciated to go to the store by myself or sit and have a bath while he does something else. And
you taking this course was the way that you poured into yourself, the relationship with yourself to feel in the end less overwhelmed and stressed and to do something for yourself. It can mean a lot. This is one example of I brought up running, right? Like that was a thing that I did for myself. So it can be many, many different ways, but it is a matter of figuring it out and then doing it. And then I want to end talking about you went from guilt to acceptance. Okay, we can do this. And you made the first payment. And then I remember excitement and joy.
Yeah, we signed up for the course and I was able to get the courses and I was able to get started like the same day. And as soon as we put our son to bed, I got started. I was like, all right, like I'm doing this. And I got the first course done in 3 weeks.
Right.
The other ones have taken a little bit more time, but they've had a lot more reading and stuff, and textbooks are not my favorite thing. But I'm still super excited about it. And I think thinking about it, I think it's funny that the thing that's for me is actually helping other people. So like I'm doing these courses so that I can help other people with their experiences. So like by filling other people up, I'm filling up myself and
isn't it just kind of like that? But it's also something where you had to put money out that you to finish this course and a year before you would probably start seeing a lot of that come in. So yes, where you get to fill yourself up, and by filling yourself up, you get to fill others up. And I mean, then you get to contribute to your finances in your house too, because you get paid for what you're doing to fill them up.
Yeah.
And filling others up, that's what I do as a coach, right? I'm helping you. I'm helping the women that I work with, and they're paying me to do that. Everything's in it. There's lots of exchanges, and money is one of the exchanges, but by filling other people up and helping them in the ways that we do that, it's also filling us up and it's contributing to the finances in the home.
Yeah.
And it's just a cycle.
Yeah. And it's something that I feel really good about. My husband is super supportive of. I know I can do it around kids. And I'm excited about helping other women and filling them up and helping them through their adjustments of having kids and breastfeeding if they choose to do that, and just all the way around. So it does help me. And by that helping, it's just this whole cycle.
It's great. And I think the last thing we can talk about is you already discussed that knowing God and that he feels how you're worth through God, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then how, when you started pouring into yourself, to pour into other people, to pour back into your family and yourself, how did that shift you from feeling that initial overwhelm at life and like you're losing yourself to, oh no, like this is my worth, and this is, how has it strengthened you and feeling, has it strengthened your feelings of worthiness?
Instead of just feeling like I'm worthy of this love, it's like I have this purpose. So it's not like, oh, I have worth because I have this purpose, but they like play where it's like, oh, I have a purpose besides being a mom. And that I know I have worth, but now I also have purpose.
Yeah.
Outside of just, you know, being a wife and mom, where I know I'm helping other people, which is exactly what I feel like, you know, Christ would do.
Right.
Is help others. And I know that that is something that is appreciated, because if we're all God's children, then we should help
right
each other. And so it's like, I have this purpose in helping other people who also have worth. And so it's like, I know I have worth, they have worth, but I have this purpose to help them with their worth.
Right.
Kind of thing.
And you're doing it as a doula, and I'm doing it as a coach, and same thing. I mean, you want to embrace God's gifts and know that it's like, he may have the full plan, but we're walking the walk. And to us, it seems like this, the path, and like, it's not clear all the time. And by doing that and stepping into your purpose, you realize even, I think it's a deeper level of your worth to yourself, not just knowing that God has worth for you.
Yeah. I definitely feel like, because I found this purpose, that like I am worthy of feeling like I have this worth.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So.
Well, if Olivia's not on my private Facebook group, I don't remember. I'll make sure that she is on my private Facebook group so that anyone who wants to interact, because this was awesome. And I love how much so many relationships are affected by the relationship with yourself. Do you have any final words of wisdom on people who are feeling that really stuck, overwhelmed feeling and guilt about doing something for themselves?
You just have to do it. Because like I said, I didn't get over that feeling until we signed up for the courses. And I would have kept feeling guilty. So if you're like at this point where you feel guilty about wanting to do it, just do it.
Yeah, that's what I would say too. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for investing your time with me on At a Crossroads with the Naked Podcaster. I'm so glad that you joined our conversation. If you can take 2 minutes to share this episode with someone you think can benefit from it, or it would have a positive impact on their life, that would be amazing. Go to the podcast page to sign up for the free membership site where all guest links are available. This podcast is designed to help you in your struggles. So reach out and let me know what you enjoy or what you would like to see more of. It will support me on the journey of causing a worldwide epidemic of healing, gratitude, and joy. Until next time, remember, you are not alone in your struggle. Reach out to me on any platform. I love to connect. You are worth it to me. Have an amazing day.